December 20th, 2016.
I don't have my record on. I'm using my phone to get my dad.
Just to review, we're learning the fifth perik, which is about Osvi Ezbeno. In up a minute to Shecht. Osvi Ezbeno b'yom echad. And one is only in violation of the din if he does an actual shechita. If he shoots Osvi Ezbeno, or he stabs it to death, or he chokes it to death, one is not in violation. It has to be a kosher shechita. So now we're in the middle of a whole gemara. What's the definition of a kosher shechita? What if you have a shechita she'en ru'uya? Shechita she'en ru'uya means a shech, the Mishnah is on pei aleph on the base. We are discussing whole sugya that appears before that, but the original Mishnah is pei aleph on the base. He shechts an animal, turns out to be a trefa. So the shechita is chal to be matar medena vela, but it's not mate b'achila. So the shechita is a good shechita. It's mitar b'dein avela, but that's a machlekes for Shimon and the Chachamim. The shechita that's not mata b'achila, does it have a din shechita with respect to kol ha'tara kula? So where do you have the shani? So you have it by osav ezbeno. It would one be in violation of osav ezbeno if he shechts turns out to be a treifa? Would there be a mitzvah of kisei hadam? Mitzvah of kisei hadam only applies to chay v'yof, but again only if he shecht it. If he didn't shecht it properly, if he shoot it, then there's no mitzvah of kisei hadam. So what if he shecht it? It turns out that it's a trefa. If it turns out it's a nevela, so nevela mamish, that's a lack of no shechita at all. But if it turns out, thank you. But if it turns out to be a trefa, so the shechita is a shechita to be matar midei nevela, but it's not mata b'achila. So that's called shechita sheni b'ri. In the third case where the machlokes appears is in Baba Kama. If the ganav stole shorvaseh, but tovach u'mochar. So tovach needs tovach. If he shoots the animal, the shorvaseh, he's not chayiv more than kefil. Every kind of pays kefil, but you only pay chamisha boki shalom tachas hashor v'arbatzon tachas haseh if tovach or mocher. So what if tovach v'nimtza strefo? So that's the machlekes of Shimon and the Chacham. So the Mishnah gives three examples on pei aleph and beis where you have the machlekes. A shoichet v'nimtza strefo, he shechted an animal, it's also machilim kosev trefo. A shoichet labur izore, he does a perfect shechitas, b'tar medei nevela, but he shechts l'avod izar, it's tikrubis. It's also b'achila b'hanoa. A shechet paras chatas, he shechts a paraduma. So, paraduma is also b'hanoa. And a sharaniskal, sharaniskal means a shor shaharagas ha'odom. So the bezin sokli sokla shor, he's supposed to give the shor skila. So when bezin makes the gemardin, not only after you do the skilus of the animal is an avela, but if Bezna makes a gmardin that the animal deserves skila, after the gmardin it becomes asmano, and before they get a chance to do the skila, somebody goes and shechts it, so then the din is that it's still asmano. If he shecht it before the gmardin is mutamano, he shecht it after the gmardin is asmano. So the Mishnah is talking, the fellow shechted osavi asbano, and one of them was a shoran niskal, after the Gemardin he shechts it. Or Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is if you found a Jewish body in Eretz Yisrael murdered, lo no dame he goes, you have to measure to the city Sviva Sacholo, and the city that's the closest, here HaKroev HaLacholo, they have to bring an Egla Rufa. So the Egla Rufa, you do an Arifa. Arifa means you chop off the neck and it's dead, so that's like stabbing it to death. That's like shooting the animal, that's not Shechita. So the Pashta says that if you do Arifa, we'll have to see if this is correct. If you do an arifa on the egla rufa, you didn't do a shechita. Question is, if you didn't do the arifa yet, so the Mishnah seems to be assuming that there's a point in time when the egla rufa becomes asubanoa before you shecht it, and then before you do the arifa. So what if he goes and he shechts it after it became asubanoa? So Reb Shimon says shechita sheni ruya lav shmo shechita, since it's asubanoa, so it's not mater b'achila, so it's not called shechita, not for the purposes of kisei adam, not for the purposes of osav ezbeno, and so on. And the Chachamim disagree, we pass like the Chachamim. So the Mishnah gave several examples of Shechita Shenivui. So one of them was a Paraduma. A Paraduma is also Ba'ano because it says in the Chumash the laws of Paraduma on the beginning of Parshas Chukas. So Chukas HaTorah, if a person is Tomei Mei, so you have to have a Paraduma. Shechted, you burn, you take the ashes, you mix it in water, you need Hazal Shlishi Shvi. So how do you know that a Paraduma is also Ba'ano? Because it says Chatos Hi. Chatos Kai Rachmana. Just like a Chatos is also Ba'ano, so the Paraduma is also Asmano. So why does the Mishnah only say Paraduma? It has to be purchased. The whole ceremony has to be done under the auspices of the Bez Nagol. That's a Tosefta. And then you shecht it, so that when you shecht it, it's going to be Asa Bahano because it's Hegdish. If you shecht a Chata, so the Kohanim can eat it. If you shecht a Shlomim Arkoim Pesach, so the Bailim can eat it. But if you shecht a, but if you shecht an Oila, nobody can eat it. Shecht a Paraduma, no one's supposed to eat it. So the Mishnah chaps on the example, Paras Chata, Paraduma. It's really Paraduma, but Chata's Kai Rachmana, so that's why we call it Paras Chata. So why does the Mishnah chapon only Paras Chata? What about other Karbonas? Other Karbonas are Shechita Ruya, or all Karbonas are Shechita Shenavuya. So that's the Shaila that's being discussed over here. So last week we started the Gemara. Amar Aboshi, let's just review a little bit. Pei Amar Aleph, the last three lines. So the Mishnah that quotes the Machlekes of Shimon HaChachamim is on Pei Aleph Amar Beis. We just went through the Mishnah. Until then, the issue wasn't quoted. So Aboshi says, no, from the top to the bottom of the opening Mishnah in the Perek, opening Mishnah was Ayin Ches Amar Aleph. He says, from the Mishnah, the beginning to the end, the opening Mishnah, you see the whole Mishnah is against Reb Shimon. And he proves it because the Mishnah talks about Shecht and Kotchen Bachutz. Shecht and Kotchen Bachutz is a Shechita Sheni Ruya. A Korban Chatos, the Kohanim can eat. A Korban Shlomim, the Bailim can eat. By Medvar Mamurim, if he Shechted it properly in the Azar, but you go on Shecht Kotchen Bachutz, the Shechita is not Mate Bachilo. All the Korbanos are also Bahano after you Magdish them. When you Shechted in Yizarek the Dam, after the Zrikas Adam, then the Bsar HaChatas and Bsar HaHashem may be eaten by the Kohanim, by Zichri Kohuna, and the Shlomim can be eaten by the Balaam. But if you're going to Shecht Kotch Machutz, you didn't Shecht it properly, so it's going to be also Bachil. Same thing with Shecht Chulim Bo Azor. Shecht is supposed to Shecht Kotchim in the Azor, supposed to Shecht Chulim Chutz Lazor. So if you Shecht Chulim in the Azor, it's also Bachil, also Bano, but that's a Machlokes, whether that's Deraisa or Derabon. So the Gemara here is assuming that it's Deraisa. Even though it's machleik, Gemara is assuming that Chulim Bazar is their rice. That's a machleikus hatanoim and a machleikus hamaroim, which tan is the opinion to paschalim. So Raboshe makes a comment, that's on the bottom of Peh Amaral, three lines from the bottom. Omer Raboshe, Kulam Asnis, in the opening Mishnah, from top to the bottom is the Leik Rab Shimon. Mimai, so he quotes line after line after line. He says, you see from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah talks about the Osa the Esbeno, one of them was a Kotchim Bachutz. One of them was a Chulim Bazar, and the Gemara says, Simu Chulim Bazar is their Raisa, and Kotchim Achutz is their Raisa. And nonetheless, they joined together the Osu Ezbano, and then there's an Isser, Osu Ezbano. Aye, but if you're all like Rab Shimon, it's also Bano, so Shechita Sheni Vuya Lav Shmo Shechita, shouldn't be an Is. Okay, so you see, from the whole Mishnah is against Rab Shimon. We don't pass like Rab Shimon. Fine, that's fine. So now the Gemara has a discussion. Amar Rav Hamnuna, we left off last week. About 10 lines from the top of Pei Aleph Amar Aleph. Omar Rav Hamnuna, it's right after it says on the side Shmoscha Beis. So the line begins with the word Litzaynecha. So the Gemara quotes Omar Rav Hamnuna, Oy Mahayi Rav Shimon, not only is Osele Ezbeno not applicable if one of the two was a Kotchim Bachutz, or one of the two was a Chulim Bazara, because it's Osa Bahanom and Atayra, even if he Shech the carbon in the Beis Hamikdash. At the time that you shecht it, it's still also bachila. You have to do the halachas. You have to do shechita kabbalah halachas rika. The dalar avodas adam shechita kabbalah halachas rika. That's ma'akev in the heter achila. The kohanim can't begin to eat the chatas and the asham, and the Israelim can't begin to eat the korban pesach or the shlomim or the toida whatever until after they do the dalar avodas adam. Haktoris emurim is not ma'akev. If the Emurim are there and they're Tohar and you're supposed to be makta them, so there's a Seder Hadvarim, say, you're not supposed to eat the Emurim, you're not supposed to eat the boss until you do Haktoras Emurim. But if they emurim anitmo or shenevdu, they got lost, so there's no din, so there's no haktaris emurim, so that's not miyakev in the heter achila. But the dalad avodah is amiyakev, shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. So Rav Hamnunim makes a statement, not only is Rav Oshia right, Rav Oshia says the whole Mishnah is against Reb Shimon, because he says the last three lines, because the Mishnah talks about Chulam Azor, Kachim Achutz. He says, even if it be Kachim Bifnim Kimitzvasoi, at the time that you shecht it, it's still also Bachila. Normally, when you shecht an animal in the slaughterhouse of America, you shecht it as Mutta Bachila, right away after you shecht it. Here, by the Korbanos, you shecht it in the Azorah. It's a shechita sheni ruya. You have to do first kabbalas adam, alochas adam, and zrikas adam. So at the time of the shechita, it's always a shechita sheni ruya. All shechitas kachim, even if you do kimitzvasoi and nothing went wrong, there won't be a din of osu ezbeno. So that's what he says. Amar Rav Hamnuna, oy mahayir Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon l'shitasa holds a shechita sheni ruya. Lav shma shechita. So according to his opinion, ein osu ezbeno noig b'kachim. It cannot apply to kachim. The parak began with analyzing the psukim there, Parshas Achrei Mois. So it says, you have to, was it Achrei Mois? I forget already. The Chumash says, when a Shora Kesav Eizki Volid V'Hashiv Asyam Tachasimo, V'Yam Mashmini V'Holi Yiratza L'Korban Isha Hashem. So that's obviously talking about a korban. You're not allowed to be makar of a korban with before the eighth day. You have to wait till the eighth day. Then it says, Osa Lizbeno Losa Shchato B'Yoy Mechot. So that applies even to Chulam, but it also applies to Kachim. The pasuk immediately prior to it is talking about the Yamishmini Bahali Yiratza. So that's how the Gemara said the first line in the Perek, that Osu Ezbeno applies both to Chulam and to Kachim. Comes Rav Hamnun and he says that's Legamre Deloik Rav Shimon. Not only is Rav Oshia right that line and that line and that line in the Mishnah, three lines in the Mishnah, Deloik Rav Shimon, the whole thing is the Loki Reb Shimon. I'm a high Reb Shimon. According to his opinion, Ein Osu Ezbeno Noig Bekotchim. It can't. My timer, why not? Kevan Amar Reb Shimon Shchita Shein Avruya Lav Shmo Shchita Shchitas Kotchim Nami Shchita Shein Avruya. Here, it's never Shchita Avruya. Because the minute you shecht the animal, it's still also, all the Karbonos are Osu Bano. There's a Dina Me'ila. They're all Osu Bano Mechaim. And when you shecht it, it's still asabano. You have to do kabbalas adam, alochas adam, zrikas adam. That'll take a few minutes. So at the time of the shechita, it's a shechita sheneruya. And it doesn't help later that you're going to be zarek the dam. At the time of shechita, it was asabachila, the shechita sheneruya. Freg the Gemara, how can that be?
Huh? So there's no osa beno.
It can only apply to chulin. Can never apply to kachim.
Just because it's asar at the moment that you shechted it.
Yeah.
Right.
No, no, normal behemoth, you don't need any zrikas adam. So all you need is shchita. The kisi adam is not me'akev. You're allowed to eat the animal even if you don't do any kisi adam. But by the karbonis, it's still also b'achila till after you do the kabbalah halacha and the zrikas adam. So shchita is always a shchita's kachim. It's always shchita sheni ruya. The Gemara is going to have disagreement. Not everybody's going to agree, but this is what Rav Hamnuna claims. This is what he claims. So the Gemara says, how can it be? Masiv Rava Yes Hakashim. There's a brisa that says, Osav Yezbeno Kotchim Bachutz. They're both Karbonis, in Shech, the both of them outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Kotchim Bachutz is a Shechita Sheni Ruya. Rav Shimon Aymer, Shimon says, the Sheni Baloisesei, let's go again. If a person shechts kachim bachutz, he's chayv kares. If he did it b'shogeg, let's say a person is a shechet in the slaughterhouse. Shechts one behem, another behem, another behem. It's all in mind found that one of the behemoths is a b'chor behem of Torah. It's a male animal, and it was born the first one to the mother. The din of b'chor behem of Torah applies in America also. So the shechet shechts, it didn't occur to him that something is going to be a kachim achutz. So if he did an aver b'shogig, which if he would have done it, it would have been chayv koris, so that it didn't require us to bring a korban chatas. Whatever is done a koris, is shigos a chatas. So the Mishnah says in Zvachim, in the end of Zvachim, you have perka shechet ba'amale, all about shchut echutz and male b'chutz. So the Mishnah says, the only time you chayv on shchut echutz, the only time chayv koris, is... the carbon was roi lahavi al pesach al moed and you didn't do it, shechta debachutz, then you chayv karas. What if it's not roi lahavi al pesach al moed? Let's say the carbon has a mum. It's pasul lahakrava. It's a ben pekua. It's a whatever, has some kind of a psul to it. And then you go and you shecht it bachutz. It's a whatever. For some reason or another, it's a pasul lahakrava. So then there's no karis. There's no karis. Is there a lois essay? The Chumash says you're not allowed to shecht the bachutz. So the Chachamim say there is. Whenever there's no karis, there's no lois essay either. And Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, "Shehoi Reb Shimon, I'm a kol haroi lo avoy lachas." It depends how possible the carbon is. If the nature of the psul is such that it's possible the oil and void, it's never going to become kosher. Then he also agrees that there's no love. But if the nature of the psul is, it's only mechus hazman, you can't bring it today. Let's say it's within the first 8 days since it was born, or it's an osu ezbeno situation, that you have to wait till tomorrow to shecht this carbon. It's not roi lovel pesach hamoed today, but if you wait another week, it'll be roi lovel pesach hamoed tomorrow. Or if you shecht it in osu or beno today, so you shouldn't shecht this, the other one, that's a carbon, you shouldn't shecht it in yazar, wait till tomorrow, then you can shecht it. So Reb Shimon says, Shoyer Reb Shimon Aymer, he disagreed with Chachamim. We don't paskin like Reb Shimon. We paskin that whenever there's no chorus, there's no lav. So if you shecht it, kotch machutz, and it's not roi lov al pesach hamoy today, even though it's roi lov tomorrow, you won't get malchus because there's no lav. But he disagreed. Shoyer Reb Shimon Aymer, he was of the opinion, kol roi lov alachazman, if it's kosher lachrobet tomorrow, just today you can't bring it. That's what we call him chus hazman. So his opinion is, there is a lav, ain't bo chorus. There's no chorus if you did it b'shoy gig, won't be chayv chatos. But you will be, if you did it b'mezen, and you gave a hasra, they will give you a malchus. Harei b'lo yisayis. V'chachamim armim, no. Kol she'ain bo chorus, ain't b'lo yisayis. The chum hold that there's no lav. The lav is only when it's roi lav al pesach hamoy. Not roi lav al pesach hamoy, so there's no lav at all. So the Gemara says, Vasiv Rava. This contradicts what Rav Hamnuna said. Rav Hamnuna claims that according to Rav Shimon's opinion, all Shechitas Kochin is always Shechitu Shein Avruya. So, what was the story here in the Braisa? Mosiv Rava, Osiv Ezbeno Kochin Bachutz. They're both Karbonis. So Hashech did one of them Bachutz. Then Hashech the other one. So Rav Shimon says, there's a din of Osiv Ezbeno. I shouldn't have Shechted the second one. I should wait till tomorrow to shecht it. And I'm in violation of Osu Yezmano. Why in violation? But the first one was also a kachim. First one was a kachim machutz. The kachim machutz is shechitu sheni bruya. So it shouldn't create an Isu Yezmano. So the Gemara said, the Braisa doesn't read straight. The kasha alon miyam gefrekt kasha on the Braisa doesn't read straight. Kachim machutz, if they were both kachim machutz, the first and the second. Why is the Sheni Beloy Sesei? Why does Reb Shimon say that there's a lav? Because he shouldn't have shechted today, he should have waited till tomorrow, because it is subject to the din of Osez Beno. Why? Kama Miktal Kotal, the first behemoth that he shechted Kach Machutz, was a Shechita Sheni Beloy. It's like shooting the animal, like choking it to death. And the din of Osez Beno only applies Los Yishchatu, if you did a Shechita on both. So the first one doesn't count. Miktal Kotal is like killing it. Sheni Miskabel Bifnimhu. The second one is roi lov al pesach hamoed. There was no isa to be makriv it. I could have brought it today because the first one was a shechita sheni bruya. So koris nami lachayv. It should be chayv koris for the shechita on the second one. According to Reb Shimon, that shechita sheni bruya lav shmo shechita. So the first one you shechta was kochim achut. So it's also bachi lo also bano. So it cannot constitute. It cannot create an isa of osav yezbeno. So the brisa doesn't read straight. The Amar Rava, so Rava gave a pshat in this price of the Amri lo kidi, and others say it over. Kidi means bechina, means not in anybody's name. Not that Rava said it, the yeshiva, there was the yeshiva shereit. The price doesn't read straight, so you have to say that you have to be magir the price. Must be chesur mechzra b'hochi katani. There's something missing in the price. She read like this: kochim, if they're both animals are kochim, shneim bachutz. If you shechted both of them outside of the Azara, so li rabbanon, according to the Chachamim who hold the Shechita Sheni Ruya, Shmo Shechita, that's how we pass it. Shechita, when it's Shmo Shechita, So the Rishon, the first one that he shechted kachim b'chutz, he's chayv karis because he could have brought it in the azara. It's roi lavel pesach al moy. The Rishon on his karis, if he did it b'mezin, if he did it b'shegig, he'll have to bring a chatas. And the sheni is subject to asu es beno, so it's a puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because of it's puzzle because of shchut techutz. Puzzle because of shchut techutz. You're not allowed to shecht it. What did he do? Kachim shneim b'chutz. They're both asu es beno. They're both kachim b'chutz. It's going to be puzzle because it's shchut techutz. Upotur milav du shchut techutz, and you won't be in violation of the lav. Why? Because it's not roi lavel pesach al moed. Because since I shechted the first one, so there's a din also as beno. Even though the first one was a shchit to shein of ruia because it was kach machutz. So there's the chachamim hold. That's how we pass the shchit to shein of ruia ishma shchita. So the second one was an isa. You shouldn't. It wasn't miskabel bifnim. It was not roi lavel pesach al moed because you had to wait till tomorrow. So there's no karis on the second one, and there's no lav either. The sheni pasul, it's pasul osa b'achila because of shchut techutz. Upatam ilav the shchut techutz. Upatam from the karis and upatam from lav. Le Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon's opinion, shneim anushim karis. Why? The first one was a shchut techutz, so he chayv karis. He could have brought it b'chnim. The second one is not, will not constitute osu es beno because the first one was a shchit sheni b'ruya. Reb Shimon l'shitasa holds a shchit sheni b'ruya. So it's like choking the first one. So that's why he would say shneim anushim karis. You chayv karis for the shchut techutz on the first one and on the second one. What if he? Okay, so far so good. What if echad b'chutz ve'echad b'fnim? What if the both kachim, the first one he shechts b'chutz and the second one he shechts in the azor kimitzvasa lirabbanan? The rishon is onish karis. Everybody gives it. The first one was shchut techutz. Okay, chayv karis. The sheni will be puzzle because you should have waited till tomorrow. So that's called mechusas man. Just like if you bring a korban within the first 8 days is puzzle b'dieved, it's mechusas man. So if you bring a korban that's an osav es beno, it'll be puzzle b'dieved, and it'll be pato. You won't be chayv kars, and you won't be over on the lav of shchut echutz because the second one that you shechted was not roi lavel pe. No. The second one was bifnim. Wait a minute, the second one was bifnim. So what does it mean, upatur? What is he patur from? There's nothing to be patur from. Wait a minute, why is he patur from Osav Es Beno? Where is the Rashi?
First one is Karas.
Is the lab of Kabbal bifnim?
Shimon. Echad b'chutz, tchila b'chakach b'fnim. Sheni posel u'pata mikores. Of course it's pata mikores. What? Echad b'chutz v'echad b'fnim. So you're not chayv kores on the one that you shech b'fnim. You violated also as b'no, but you're not chayv kores. Okay, it's a dover poshut that the sheni. Rashi writes, v'hai pata lo yitzdrich. There's no chiddush in saying pata. Of course it's pata. He didn't violate shchut techutz. You're not chayiv kares, well, so as well. I did the Tani Rishon. Chayiv kares, Tani Sheni, Potter. The first one, you chayiv kares, second one, you're not chayiv kares. Fine, okay. So, Nachamot, if they're both kachim, and the first one is shecht b'chutz, the second one b'fnim. So, the Rabbanon Shita, that's how we pass. Lirab Shimon, what would the din be? So, since the first one was shechted b'chutz, so that's a shchit to Sheni Ruya, shchut echutz is osa b'achil, osa b'anom in HaTorah. So, the Sheni is kosher. It's roi lavel pesach hamoy. There's not. He didn't violate osu es beno.
According to Rabbanan, wouldn't the second one be cholin b'azara?
It's not cholin.
The first one he did b'chutz. So the second one is not roi because it's also es beno. If it's also
es
beno, it's not
mekudesh.
So that's cholin
b'azara. No, it is mekudesh. You have to wait till tomorrow. It's subject to the din of osu es beno. So you have to wait till tomorrow to be makrav. It's a korban, but it's not roi lavel pesach hamoy. But he was talking that he shechted it b'fnim.
Right, I'm saying
b'fnim. The first one, it's not going to be chulin b'azara, no. It's not chulin, it's kachim, it's not chulin. You should have waited till tomorrow. He shechted it today, so it's also b'ezbenel.
Why do you have to wait if the first chitla wasn't really...
According to Reb Shimon, you don't have to wait. You could have shechted the second one b'fnim today. Let's see. Le Reb Shimon, the sheni kosher. You didn't have to wait anything. The first one was the shchit to sheni because it was kachim b'chutz, and the sheni was you brought it in the Azar, so it's kosher, kosher le mahadra. Fine. Vaita, echa bifneim, Rava was magir, the whole brisa. The way it's said originally is incorrect. It just can't be. So he's magir, everything. So now, a new case. What if echa bifneim, the echa bachutz, the both karbonis, the first one he shechts in the Azar properly, kim mitzvasa, second one he shechts bachutz, le rabbanon, the rishon kosher, Potter, of course, Potter. He did it kemitzvasa. He shechted the carbon in the azar. He gets a mitzvah. He gets schar. He did what he's supposed to do. The sheni, they hold shechita skotchim is subject to osves beno. So the sheni, he shouldn't have shechted it today at all. So it's not roi lovel pesach al moitz. Even though he shechted it bachutz, he'll be Potter from karis and Potter from the malchus. Because they only violate the law of Shchut Echutz if it's right love of Pesach Hamay today. Okay, Sheni Pasul. The Sheni is Pasul. Why? Because it's also Bezmano, so it's Mechus Zman. And it's Shchut Echutz. The second one was Bachutz, the Shchut Echutz. And he's Pata from the Kairis because it's not right love of Pesach Hamay today. Le Reb Shimon, now here's the punchline. The first one was Bifnim. And the second one was Bachutz. So he Rovers Magir the Brisa, Lirab Shimon, the first one was Bifnim, so Shchita Kshera. So is the second one subject to the din of Osa Ezbono? So he says, Sheini Baloi Sese, you shouldn't have brought it today, should have waited till tomorrow. So when you did the Echad Bifnim, Echad Bachutz, so the second one was Shchut Echutz, but there's no chorus because it's not Miskabel Bifnim today. And according to Reb Shimon, whenever it's Roy Lovel, Pesach Hamor tomorrow, and Yeshecht it today, Bachut, so there will be a Loi Sese. So that's Adkan Hago of Rava. They had a Brisa that doesn't read straight, and they said it's impossible, so you have to be Magir now. So Rava now confronts Rav Hamnun, he says, and if you are right, the Yisalka Daitach, if you are right, Enos Vezmano Noig Bekotchim, according to Reb Shimon, because every Korban when Yeshecht it, after you shecht it, it's still also bachila. You have to do kabbalas adam, halochas adam, azrikas adam. And even after you'll do everything, but at the time of the shechita was a shechita sheni ruya. So that's always called shechita sheni ruya. The isal gadaitach, if you are right, they know svezmanon noid bekachma at all, according to Reb Shimon, sheni amai baloi sesei visulai, if you shecht it, the first one bifnim. And the second one bachut, so the first one bifnim is like choking it to death. As far as being a korban kosher, it's kosher, kosher korban. The first one bifnim, he did the mitzvasa, but at the time of the shechita was also bachila, does become mutter to later. Rav Hamnuna claims that that's always going to be shechita sheni ruya. So it can't be mitztarf to create an osav ezmano. So the second one, when he does shechut echut, should be chayv karis on it. Because it was roi lovel pesach hamay. The first one doesn't count. The first one he shechted kochim bifnim. So why does it say, why does Reb Shimon say after Rava was Magir the Brisa? Why do you say Sheni? The second one was Nishchet Bachutz. Why do you say it's only Beloi Sese? This Uloi, Reb Shimon holds that there's a Loi Sese because it's Roi Lava tomorrow. El Pesel Hamad. Chorus Nami L'chav Shibichayv Chorus. Because it is Mitzkabel Bafnim today. The first animal was a Korban, Kosher. That can't be Mitzdarf to create a Nos Vezbeno. Hello, my Rava. So Rava says, no, there's a mistake over here. Rav Hamnuna never said it. It's impossible. Hello, my Rava. Hachikamar, Rav Hamnuna. This is what he must have said. In Malkos, a different story. Not that, by definition, whenever you shecht a carbon, since the moment you shecht it, it's still osa bachila, it'll only become mutter in another 2 minutes after you do this Rika Saddam. So every shechitas kochim is No, what he meant to say was Shechitas Kochim is a suffix. Will it turn out to be Shechita Ruya or not? If you do Kabbalah Halacha Zvika Kimitzvasai, then it'll come out that it was a Shechita Haruya. If you don't finish off, then it'll be a Shechita Sheni Ruya. So let's say if the first animal, you have Oysu Ezbenos, the first, you shecht at 1 at 9 o'clock, the other one shecht at 10 o'clock. So if the one you shecht at 9 o'clock, by 9:05 you're already finished. Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika Zigloi Milsalem Afreya, that was a Shechita Haruya. So then if you're going to shecht the second one, you'll be in violation. The second one will, let's say, be a chulin. Then you'll be in violation of Osir Ezbeno. But if the second one is the korban, and when you do the Shechita on the second one, they warn him, don't shecht the Osir Ezbeno, we're going to give you Malkus Ezbeno. So that's a hasra safek. At the time you do the shechitas kachim, it's not known yet what's going to be. He may not finish off with Kabbalah, Halacha, and Nezrika. So that's what Rav Hamnuna said. El hachi amar Rav Hamnuna. This is what he must have said. In Malkus, if this animal that you shecht second is a kachim, the animal you shechted first was a kachim, and then you did Kabbalah, Halacha, Nezrika, and then after that you do the shechit on the second animal, which is a chulin, osr ezbeno. So you would get Malkus. After 2 minutes, you did the Zrikas Hadam. So it turns out that the Shechit of the Kachim was a Shechit of Ruya. But if the second animal that you Shechting, Osu Ezbanah, whichever one you Shecht second, that's the violation of Osu Ezbanah. If that's a carbon, Bifnim, so at the time of the Shechit, it's a Suffolk. You don't know whether it's going to turn out to be a Shechit of Ruya, Shechit of Sheni Ruya. So Hasra Suffolk, Lav Shema Hasra. That's a big Machloikas. That's a Machloikas HaTanoim and a Machloikas HaMaroim, which Tana to Paskin like, whether Hasra Suffolk, Shema Hasra. The only time you give an oynish, it's nogeh to Malkus and it's nogeh to Misa. You only give an oynish of Malkus, a Misa, oynish aguf. If you gave the person a hasra, that it has to be bemezid. And even if it's a big Tam Chochman who just gave a shira on the topic and he knows what he's doing, we say officially, if there was no hasra, tech nedivah immediately prior to his violation of the Avera, we call it b'shoigeh. It's not considered bemezid. So what if you gave him a hasra? And at the moment of Hasra, everything is up in the air. It's a suffix. We don't know. It depends on what the Hemshech Hadvarim is going to do. It depends what's going to be in the next 2 minutes. Will he do this Rika Sadamana? So the Gemara, we paskin. Pashta says, we machlek zabirchen and mishlokish. So we paskin the Hasra suffix, lav shema Hasra, that you don't get Misa and you don't get Malkus. There's a problem in the Rambam. The Rambam has a funny line in Hilchas Shavuos about Hasra suffix. So the Nadi Behuda's son-in-law, they have in the Chubas of Nadi Behuda, they have some Chubas by his son there, and they have some essays by the son-in-law. I forgot the son-in-law's name. So the son-in-law claims that the Ramam Shita is that we split between Malkus and Misa. That Hasra Sofik Lavshim Hasra is only for Misa, but for Malkus, Hasra Sofik Ishmo Hasra. The Pashtus is that it's against the Babli and the Yerushalmi. The Gemara is going to be the Feirish here and other Mesichtas and the Yerushalmi also. The fair is the Babli Rishami put the both together. Malkus and Misa the same. Either Hasra Safik is good for both, or Hasra Safik is no good for either. So here the Gemara is talking about Malkus. So Rava is saying, no, Hachi Kama Rav Hamnuna. He must have said a different word. Not that every Shechita is Kachem and Shechita Sheni Ruya. If the second animal that you're shechting to violate the Osu Ezbeno is a carbon at the time they gave the Hasra before the Shechita, it's not known whether he's going to finish off with Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. The Kol Kama the Lazarik Dam, Kozman, you didn't do this Rika Sadam, Lo Mishri Basar. So Miyidin, the Koshachet Havi Asra Savik, Lav Shema Hasra. Vaz the Rabba the Taimei, Rabba goes Lashitasa with what he said. That's what he said on another occasion. The Omar Rabba, He Chulin Ibn Oshlamim, Ashechted Osa, Viezban Ashechted the mother first, and then the Vlad afterwards. So first I shechted the chulin. Shochat chulin, achakach shochat shlomim. So it's going to be potter. Why is potter from Malkus? Because if the second one was the carbon, and he shechts it bifnim, and you have to have a hasra, so it's going to be hasra sofik. Because we don't know what's going to be, whether they're going to finish it up. But if it'll be the reverse, shlomim, achakach chulin, the first one that he shechts is the carbon, and he did the Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. And after he did Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, turns out that it was a Shechita Ruya. Then he says, the second one to create the Yisra, the second one is a Chulin, so doesn't need any Zrika Saddam. So the moment that he does the Shechita, that is the Avera. So if it's Shlomo V'chaka Chulin, then he will be Chayv Malkus, because that'll be a Hasra Zvadai, that won't be a Hasra Sofik.
Why don't we go by road? Most of the Kachim, the animals that are shechted, and then you do Zrika on it. 99%
is
done that way, so it's not a
suffix
anymore.
Yeah, but still, yeah, it's your mechus amaisa. It depends on what the hemshech hadvarim is going to be. Still, at the moment of the shechita, it's still not yet determined. It's up to him to decide whether he's going to do it or not.
Spill the blood.
Yeah, he can spill the blood, that's right. So there's already two versions. The first version was Rav Hamnuna, that he said before, that all Shechitas Kachim is Shechitas Sheni Ruya, even if he ultimately does the Zrikas Adam, at the moment of shechita was also machila, it's always shechita shenibur. Rabbi says, not true. It depends how it turns out. So the only thing you can say is, at the moment of shechita, it's a suffix. Is it going to lead up? Is it going to turn out to be a shechita ruya or not? So it'll be a hasra suffix. Okay, so that we know. And then the Gemara is going to say, maybe the whole thing is wrong. Maybe, what does it mean, shechita haruya? If you do a shechita and you can eat it. So we have psukim in the Chumash that when you burn the karbonis on the Mizbeach, when you burn the chelev on the Mizbeach, that's called also heyachal yeyachel. We have a din of pigul. So pigul means when you do the shechita kabbalah halacha zrika of the korban, you have in mind to eat it chutz lezmanoi. Every korban has a zman. So if it's a kochim kochim, the zman is yom v'laylo ad chatzoi. So if it's a kochim kalim, shlamim, the zman is shnei yomim v'laylo echad. So let's say somebody shechts the korban and does kabbalah sadam, halacha sadam, zrika sadam. They plan to put the flesh in the freezer. They're going to save it till next week. So if they plan to either eat it chutz lezmana or be makta the chelev on the mizbeach chutz lezmana, if they plan to either eat achilas adam achilas mizbeach im heyachol, the pasuk says an amid beis on the top of pealef amid beis. The Gemara quotes by Yikra, pasuk chapter vav im heyachol yachel b'yam ashlishi pigul hu lo yeirotzer. So the simple pshat in the pasuk is when you bring a shlamim on Tuesday morning, you can eat it Tuesday night and Wednesday. And if you eat it on Thursday, on the third day, Tuesday, Wednesday, the first 2 days, shnei yamim v'laylecha, if you eat it on Thursday, then it turns out to be pigul amafreya. So the Gemara said, that's ridiculous. You brought a korban kosher on Tuesday, you eat it Tuesday night and Wednesday, and then you go ahead and you leave some of it, you eat it on Thursday, so the whole korban becomes pasul. How did that happen? So it can't be. You can't interpret the pasuk kipshut im heyachol yachel mipsas zevach shlamav. If you eat it, so the Gemara says, no, it doesn't go, you ate it. It means he's shechting, either doing shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, intending to either eat achilas adam on Thursday, or to do achilas mizbeach on the yemurim, chutz lezmana. The yemurim are kochim, kochim. The shlomim is kochim kalim, so the zman achila for adam, mishnei yamim v'laylecha, Tuesday night, and Wednesday. But the yemurim of the kochim kalim, yemurim are kulala mizbeach. So that's kochi kochim. That's Mishnah is like that in Zvachim and in Meila. A murim of kochim kalim have the status of kochi kochim. The kochi kochim have a different zman and a different mokum. The mokum is the azora. If you take kochi kochim out of the azora, let's say a shech de chatos, so the psar hachatos is nechel to zichri kune, yom v'laylo ad chatzos in the azora. If you take it out of the azora, it's nifsel b'yotz, even if you bring it back in, you're not allowed to eat it. And the kochim kalim, the makam is Yerushalayim. So if you take the kochim kalim out of Yerushalayim, even if you bring it back in, it's nifsal b'yotz. What if you have kochim kalim, but you have the emurim of the kochim kalim, and you took the emurim out of the azor and you brought it back in? So the emurim of kochim kalim have the status of kochim kochim. Kochim kochim are kochim Hashem. Emurim is kochim Hashem. It's miyuchad l'Hashem. So if you take the emurim chutz l'azoreh, it's nifsal biyotz. It doesn't help if you bring it back in, you're not allowed to be makdirit. And the same thing, the emurim have the zman, has the restricted zman and the restricted makam. The restricted makam is only azar and not the whole Yerushalayim. And the restricted zman, the shlamim, the b'sar ha-shlamim that's eaten by the bailim, is shnei yamim v'laylecha, Tuesday night and Wednesday. The emurim can only be nikta today and tonight. If the emurim are kept overnight till tomorrow morning, nifsal belina. It'll be nifsal belina. So if at the time that you shecht, you do the shechita kabbalah halacha zrika of the shlamim, you plan to do achilas adam on Thursday or later, you plan to do achilas mizbeach on Wednesday morning or later, that's already chutz lezmanim heyachol yeachel. There's a machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, with a dibur Torah kol Hashem ben Yadam, a lo dibur Torah kol Hashem ben Yadam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, did he use human expressions? So human beings, when they talk, they repeat things. They say the same word a few times, or they say, no, lo dibur Torah kol Hashem ben Yadam. We follow Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So whenever you have the shonis kfulim, whenever you have a kefal lashon, we say there's a good reason why it's repeated. So here it says, heyachol yachel. Why does it say heyachol yachel? So we would have translated if it'll be eaten on the third day, or if you have a mind to eat it on the third day. Gemara says, no, heyachol yachel goes, echad achilas adam, echad achilas mizbech. Goes on, lo dibur Torah kol Hashem ben Yadam. Talking about two different things. So if you plan to eat the basar the chelik hanechal on Thursday or later, or if you plant to makta the emurim on Wednesday or later, so that makes everything pigul, because at the time of the shechita it's already pigul. So the chumash calls achilas burning emurim on nevzech, the Torah calls it achila. So that's what the third opinion of the Gemara, shechitas kachim is always shechita haruya. What's the definition of shechita right there? The shechita that can lead up to achila. It's mutab achila. The karbonis is also mutab achila. Even a karbon oila that nobody eats. Karbon oila nobody eats. The shlamim is eaten by the bailam, and the chatas and nashim is eaten by zichre kuna. The oila nobody eats, just burn it on the mizbech. So the third opinion of the Gemara holds, even an oila is called shechita haruya l'achila. What? Achila, achilas mizbech. Achilas mizbech and shma achila. So those are the three opinions. The first version was Rav Hamnuna. He says shechitas kachim is always shechita shena ruya, because at the time of the shechita, he didn't yet do the zvika, kabbalah halacha zvika. So it's always shechita shena ruya. Rava says it can't be, it's against the braisa. If the Rava fixed up the text of the braisa, it must have been Rav Hamnuna said a different word. That when you do the shechitas kachim, it's a hasra sofek. You don't know what's going to be. If ultimately it turns out that they did the Zrikas Adan Kimitzvasa, then it will be called a Shechita Haruya. But you need the Hasra before he's about to do the Shechita. That'll be Hasra Safik. And that's a Machlekes Hatanoim. And we Paskal Aloche, Hasra Safik, Lav Shema Hasra, not for Malkus and not for Misa. That's the Gemara. So now he says, Vi Omar Rava, the last two lines. Vi Omar Rava, Rava said another din, Hi Chulin Ibnu Oilam. So the first one we shecht was a chulin. So shechitas chulin is shechita haruya. Shechita haruya. He did a good shechita on the chulin. And then he shechts the second one an hour later. Ubeno oila is a karbon oila. So what's the din? Is there a prohibition of osav ezbeno or not? So he says, lo meboy shochat chulin v'haka shochat oila de potur. Not only if he shechted the chulin first, and then you shecht the oila, because Rava said before, if the second one you shecht is the carbon, so at the time of the hasra, right before you shecht it, it's a hasra suffer, because you don't know what's going to turn out. Is he going to do kabbalah halacha zvika or not? So he says, that I already said before. If the osav ezbeno story, the second one is the carbon, and the hasra is at the time of the shechita, so hasra suffer. So lama boy, dosen ish ken shayla, shochat chulin first, v'achaka shochat oila, v'pote, because hasra suffer, glav hashmo hasra, el afil faket. If shochat oila first, and he already did the kabbalah halacha zrika, did everything, and then an hour later he does the shechitas chulin, v'chaka shochat chulin, also pata. Why? Because shechitas oila, nobody eats the oila. The shlomim, the bailam eat, the chatas and the osham, the kohanim eat, but the oila nobody eats. Shechita kamais alav shechita basachila, according to Reb Shimon. If you all are Reb Shimon, shechita shenavui, alav shma shechita, that's not shma shechita. Rabbi Yechanan is not true. And the third opinion, not true. Shechitas kachim is always called shechita hamavir l'dei achila, not achila sadam, achilas mizbeh. So these are the different shechitas in the Gemara. Tosis points out this idea that the Gemara says finally at the end, achilas mizbeh is shmo achila, so therefore it's called shechita haruya. So Tosis says that's a dispute. Rav and Rav Hamnuna don't agree. They hold that shechitas oila is shechita she'en eruya. They don't agree. But Tosis says that Tzvara is correct when you get to a different din. There is a machlokes hatanaim. It's going to come up here on the last two lines on Pei Aleph on the base. The pasuk says in Chumash in the middle of Vayikra about kabbalas tumah. We said many times there are four categories of things that can be mekabel tumah. Odu mekelim ochel mamashkim. So the Torah says by ochel mamashkim, mikol ha'ochel ashe ye'ochel, mikol mashke ashe yishase. Means that the ochel has to be roi l'achil asodim. Let's say it's straw that the horses that the cows eat. I don't know, grass that the cows eat. So that's not called roi l'achil. So it has to be roi l'achil asodim. So that's not mekabel tumah. That's not mekabel tumah. It's only mekabel tumah. Oichel ashe yochel mekol mashke ashe yishase has to be roi l'achil asodim, roi l'shti asodim. What if you have food that's osur b'hanoah? So is that called oichel asher yeyochel? What if you have food that's osur b'achila? What if you have food that's osur b'achila? Nevela. Is nevela mekabel tumah? My nafkamina, nevela has tumah. Yeah. Okay, so Rashi and Tez is going to a long dissertation. What's the whole discussion? Whether the nevela is mekabel tumah? It's an av hatumah already. Okay, so that's a famous discussion here. Maybe we'll get into that. Okay. We're leaving out that topic for the meanwhile. Rashi and Tosfos answer. Rashi says, the Gemara increases this, then gives an answer, and Tosfos discusses. So what if you have food that's osa bachila? Is that mekabel tum? Is that called oichal asheye yochel? So the Gemara says, yeah, a non-Jew can eat it. Roy lachila, so let's say you have chametz b'pesach. You have chametz b'pesach. It's osa bachila, but a goy can eat the chametz b'pesach. So just because it's a treif, and a Jew can eat it, but a goy can eat it, so that's called oichal asheye yochel. Comes Rab Shimon, the Tanner, Rab Shimon b'yichoi, and he says, Oichel asher yeochel means oichel sha'ato yochel ha'achila la'acherim. If it's osa b'achila and you're allowed to feed it to the, feeding it to the dogs and to the animals doesn't help. It has to be right la'achila sada. But if you can feed it to a nachri, that's acherim. Very often in the Gemara, it says, Bal yura b'ay matzi, only by le shalchoy at if it belongs to avalat ha'ra, shal acherim, shal gavoya. So Rashi yad shal acherim means nachrim. The word acherim in the Gemara a lot of times does mean a different person, it means a nochri. That's their way, it's a code, it's a technical term. So here also, Rav Shimon says, we call ha'echal asher ye'ochel, this mekabel tum, ha'echal shat ye'ochel ha'achil ha'achem, can you feed it to a nochri? So if it's also ba'achil ha'mutaban, or like trefa, a trefa is not tomei, nevela is a tomei anyway, so let's say trefa is easier, so shchitas trefa, so you're allowed to feed it to a nochri. So that's mekabel tum. If a dead sheretz, a mace, will touch it, that'll be mekabel tum. What if you have chametz b'pesach that belongs to a Jew, and he's not allowed to feed it to a nochim because he'll be getting hanor from it? You're not allowed to get hanor. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, oichlim that are osa b'hanor are not mekabel tum. Not mekabel tum.
So why is it that if there's a pikuach nefesh case, you feed your friend? So is it really eino ma'achilu la'acherim?
Okay, there'll be a pekuach nefesh case, but under normal circumstances, not. So that's Reb Shimon. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon holds. So Reb Shimon says there are a few exceptions to the rule. But I'm going to have to get into it. It's going to come up in the Gemara. Let's see. You have basa b'cholim. So you had flesh. Flesh was muta b'achila, kosher flesh. Even if it's nevela meat, but it's muta b'no. Then you have milk. The milk is muta b'achila. And then you cook the two together. So before you cooked it together, it was muta b'achila, it was muta b'ano. So then it would have been mekabel tum. So just because now I cooked the two together and became osa b'ano, now it's yat yochel acherim. It's yat yochel achila lacherim. But hoysol shas hakosher, it was roy lekabel tum before I cooked the two together. The flesh was roy lekabel tum. The flesh was yochel achila lacherim. It was muta b'ano originally, and the chola was muta b'ano. So the basal cholov will be mekabel tum, even according to Reb Shimon. The Gemara is going to go into a lot of details. So Tosfos is bothered with the following kasha. Live animals are not mekabel tumah until after you shecht them. What if you have a korban oilo? So kol zman it's alive, live animals not mekabel tumah, period. Then when you shecht the korban oilo, it's also b'ano. You were magdish it, it's also b'ano. And it's not like chatas and oshim has achilas kohanim. It's not like shlamim has achilas abaylim. It's just going to have achilus mizbeach. So is that called oichel shati yochel la'achilo la'acherim? They called ha'oichel asher yeyochel. So if you would hold like the last amoyre Reb Yechanan, achilus mizbeach shmo achilo, so that would, so you understand why a carbon oil, the flesh of a carbon oil, if it, let's say you shech the carbon, and the oil is supposed to burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. By all the other carbonates, you only burn the chelev. By the oil, the whole thing is kula kol. You burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. So, if the flesh of the carbon, while the animal is alive, it can't be mekabel tum. Live animals not mekabel tum. After the animal is nishchat, then if a dober tummy touches it, so the basa becomes tummy, you're not allowed to be makter it on the mizbeach. You're not supposed to be makter it on the mizbeach. So Tosfos is bothered with akasha, the, according to Reb Shimon's opinion, that oichel, that's osa b'hanor, that never had a shas ha'kosher, is not mekabel tum. So you mean to say a carbon oil is never mekabel tumah? While it's alive, live animals are not mekabel tumah. And after the shechita, it's also b'hanor, no one's ever going to eat it. They're supposed to burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. So you never have the din that carbon oil is mekabel tumah. So you never have a din if the besar ha'oil became nitma, you're not allowed to be makter it on the mizbeach. Can't become nitma. Can't become nitma, they say. Can't be. The Mishnah is all over the place. It's not true. the oiler can become nitma, not only because we don't pass like Reb Shimon. Even according to Reb Shimon, the besar ha'oiler can become nitma. So Tosfos says that this svara that Reb Yochanan developed at the end, that achilas mizbeach shmo achila, everybody agrees to that svara b'negeh to kabbalah stuma. Even if you hold like Reb Shimon, that oichel, that's also b'hano, echel shiyapti ochel, achila lacherim, is not mekabel tuma, but achilas mizbeach shmo achila. We pass an echel, we don't pass like Reb Shimon, we pass an even if it's also b'hano, it is mekabel tuma. But even if you hold like Reb Shimon, you can't say according to Reb Shimon, sar ha'oila is not mekabel tuma. He also agrees. The Torah says, "Benegeh to roi lekabel tuma." Everybody agrees with Rabbi Yechanan. The whole machlokes of Yechanan and Raven, the only Amarim was vis-a-vis the din of shchita shenu ruya. Shchita shenu ruya means shchita that's not mata ba'achila. So would you say achilas mezeich is also shmo achila, and that makes it into shchita haruya or no? So there, it's a machlokes Raven and Rabbi Yechanan. But benegeh to kabbalas tuma within Rabbi Shimon's opinion that if the oichel is ziyati oichel achila achem is not mekabel tuma. So then everyone would agree to Rabbi Yochanan's word. That's what Tosfos is machriach. That's what Tosfos says. You have to say like that. Okay, so this was quite a cheerful sugya. The Gemara is going to continue on the theme, because now comes the Mishnah. Now comes the Mishnah about Shechita. The Gemara before was alluding to the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah we learned already on Pei Aleph and Mebeis. The Mishnah gave several cases of Shechita Shein Ruyah. Then on the last two lines in the Mishnah, the Mishnah gives you the rule. Hashechet v'nisnabla biyodai. He shechts and he didn't do a good job. He made it in a veila. He did shia drasa chalod hagrama beikur. We learned in the first parak the chomish al chashchita. So if you violate any one of the chomish al chashchita, it's in a veila. So that's like shooting the animal. Hashechet v'nisnabla biyodai. Oh, hanocher. Hanocher means he takes a saw and he cuts the head off on the animal. It's full of pegimus. Oh, hamaker. He just rips apart the neck. He choked the animal to death. Potter mishum osav ezmano. It's not subject whether the first or the second. Doesn't matter. Osav ezmano lo shishchatu, only a prohibition, only applies if you did a shchita on both. But if you did a shchita and it was an avela, that doesn't count. What if you did a shchita, turns out to be a trefa? So that's the machloikas and the resha of the Mishnah. The Seder is out of order. Should have had the last two lines should have been first. If he does a shchita psula, that for sure is not subject to Osav Ezmano. If he did a shchita, which is Osav Ahano, but it's a shchita kshere that is metam dein avela, so that's a machlokes Reb Shimon and Chacham. So one of the examples that the Mishnah gave for Osav Ezmano was he shechts avodah zarah. Osav Ezmano, you get malchus. If you shecht Osav Ezmano, you get malchus like any avera that's similar to lo sachsam shabedishoy. The pasuk in Chumash Dvarim has the two psukim of one next to each other. The Gemara says in the first sugya in the beginning of Yevamos on Daf Hei, the Gemara says in Chumash Dvarim he darshan smuchim. In Kol HaTorah we only darshan hekesh. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, you assume there's a connection. But if you have smuchim one pasuk next to the other, and the other four chumashim, not necessarily a connection. But Chumash Dvarim is Mishnah Torah, so Moshe Rabbeinu is reciting all the dinim, he's reviewing Kol HaTorah Kula, so he says one din, then by association, this reminds him of another din, that reminds him of another din. So all the dinim, it's all Moshe Rabbeinu saying all the Torah Shabbat Peh, the whole Chumash Dvarim was all Torah Shabbat Peh, so in Chumash Dvarim, he darshan smuchim. So one of the many, many famous drushes, is the Pasuk is, V'ayon bin HaKos HaRashav, he pil HaShofit, he called the Fonik HaDevi Shasav in Mizpar, Ba'im Yaken, where you get Malkus, that says right next to the pasuk of Lo Sachsam Shabbadisha. So in order to get Malki, you have to violate an Avera that's similar to Lo Sachsam Shabbadisha. Fine. The person who shechts Osav Ezmano, the one who shechts the second one, is going to get Malkus. What if at the time that he shechts the second animal, he's Chayiv Misa for shechting it? He's shechting the second animal, Avodah Zarah. So fine, we paskin like the Chachamim Reb Shimon, that shchita shein ruya shmo shchita shecht la b'dizar, the whole thing is tekruvus. It's also b'hanoah min haTorah. It's going to be tekruvus. But if he shecht la b'dizar, so you chayiv misa. So how can you give the guy malchus for the same? If the second animal that he shechted in the osav ezbeno pair was the shchita la b'dizar, so he's chayiv misa for shechting la b'dizar, and he's chayiv malchus for shechting osav ezbeno. So that's a din that we would call kam lebe d'rabmine. Since he's going to get the Misa, he doesn't get the Malkus. And even if you live, Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, and there's no Sanhedrin, and you can't administer din in nefashas, you still don't give malchus. So let's say they didn't give mahasra for the avodah zarah. It was b'shoigeg of avodah zarah. He didn't realize that he's doing anything wrong. They only gave mahasra for the yosvas, but they never gave mahasra for the misa. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We have a din of, there are three different kinds of kamlei b'dirabin, three brands, three categories. One is, if you chayv misa and mamon simultaneously, that's based on a pasuk in Mishpatim. Then there's a case if you chayv malchus and misa simultaneously. Then another case if you chayv malchus and mamon simultaneously. So if you chayv misa and mamon b'yidna simultaneously, then there's a brisa of Tana Debei Rebbe Shmo that's a very popular opinion. Ruba, the Ruba of the Tanoim agree with this brisa of Tana Debei Rebbe Shmo that even if the Chiyuv Misa was B'shoigeg, Bali Hasra, you still apply Kam Lebe Derab and he doesn't have to pay the Mammon. Let's say Bizman is that. Someone's driving a car on Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos with a Melacha Deraisa, and he crashes into somebody else. So there was no Hasra. You don't administer any Mises Bezen. Nobody has any smicha, there's no Sanhedrin. The guy's not going to get the Einish Misa. But you still say, Tana the Bechizke still says, you're potter from paying the moment. Even Bizman Hazeh. That's the Prima God. The din of Kam Levi Derabbani applies even Bizman Hazeh. So that's the original din of Kam Levi Derabbani, Pashas Mishpatim, is Misa with Mammon simultaneously. So there we say, even if the Misa was B'shoigig, B'li Hasra'a, you still say Kam Levi Derabbani. What about the other two kinds of Kam Levi Derabbani? What if it's Malkus and Mammon, and what if it's Misa and Malkus? So you give the Misa, you don't give the Malkus. What if you're not giving the Misa? You still apply Tana the Bechizke there. So that's a machlekes, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and two mesichtes. One is over here, and one is in Ksubis. And I was going to discuss, why do they have to go through the whole rigmarole twice? When they learn Ksubis, they had the machlekes. When they learn Chulin, they had it. So that's what it starts off. Amar Reish Lakish, Lo Shana Ve'elo, when does the Mishnah say that there's a machlekes, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim Mevishech, the Behem Alav, or the Zaritz, a Shechita Shena Ruya, because it's also Bahano. So does that create... does that create Os Vezmanos? So Rab Shimon, we don't pass like Rab Shimon. Shimon says, that doesn't create Os Vezmanos, because Shchita Sheni Ruya Lav Shmo Shchita. And we don't pass like that, we passkin. It does create, it is Os Vezmanos. So which one did he shecht la with his other? The first one or the second one? So Reish Lakish says, must be the first one. Lo Shana Ve'ela, the Mishnah only applies to Shochet HaRishon la with his other. V'sheni L'Shulchan, the second one he shechted normal, not having a mind of his other. Avo, but if it was Faked Rishon L'Shulchan, the first one he shechted in order to eat, and the sheni lavei dezare. So that's kom lebi derab minei. So even if bizman hazeh, Rebbe Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they lived after the churban habayis, nobody was getting any misa, but there was still smuchim around in Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Yochanan had smicha. There was still smuchim around. They can give malchus. So he says it's going to be potter because of kom lebi derab minei. Kom lebi derab minei. Even though you b'shoigig on the misa, you still say kom lebi derab minei to be potter from the malchus. And Amalei Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, you're wrong. The only time you apply Kam Lebe the Rabbinei, even if the Chiyav Misa was B'shoigig, that's Misa Patas Mammon. But Misa Patas Malkus, and Malkus Patas Mammon, that's only if he actually gets the Misa B'Poyel Mamash. If he actually gets the Misa, then you apply Kam Lebe the Rabbinei. But you wouldn't say Tana de Bechizkia on that. That Misa Patas Mammon, Malkus... Misa patas or malchus, even if the misa was b'shoigig, even b'li hasra, so we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that the kam levi derabim does not apply. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, zu, what you said, afilit tenokha shal beis rabban yodim osu, he's making fun of Reish Lakish. He says, little children know that if the first one was labed azara, and the second one was l'shulchanoi, that it's subject to the prohibition of osu v'ez b'no, that the din is not like Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, it's Shechita Sheni Ruya. So the first one was Lavoi Dezara, doesn't count. But we don't pass like Reb Shimon says. Little children know that. Ela, you're wrong. Pamim, sometime, Hafilu Shochet Rishon L'Shulchan Rishena Lavoi Dezara, also Chayv Malchus, Kigon, that they gave Mahasra for us, it's Ben Avala Asba Mashem Lavoi Dezara. They never gave Mahasra for the Misa. So the Misa, he's not going to get the Misa, but Poel Mamish. In reality, he's not going to get Misa. So you don't apply, Kam Levi Derab Minei B'Shoy Gig there.
We don't apply the same
machlokes
to Malkus and Mammon, though?
The same machlokes to Malkus and Mammon and to Misa and Malkus. But the Misa and Mammon, that everybody agrees. That's the famous brayso, Tana de Bechizkia. That they all agree.
So I said, Bizman Hazeh, if we passing like Rabbi Yochanan, so we wouldn't say Kimud Rabbi Menei by Mavlus and Mammon.
Correct.
You would be
Mechayev the Mammon, right. But if the guy's Mechal Yontif is only Malkus, so today nobody's getting any Malkus, so he'll make him pay the Mammon. But if it's Mechal Shabbos, even though there's no Hasra and there's no possibility to give him the Onish Misa, so Misa and Mammon, we would say Kamalei with the Rabbi and Zonis, and Malkus and Mammon. You wouldn't. That is correct. And Reish Lakish responds back and he says, doesn't matter. Came in the Chiyasri Bei Potter. They would have given him a hasra not to do the Avodah Zarah. He would have been Chai Misa, would have been Potter from the Malkus, even Kiloy Asra Bei Nami. Even if they didn't give him a hasra for the Misa, still Potter, he's Potter from the Malkus, because Tana de Bechiskia, Lochilakta ben Shegig Lemezid, doesn't only apply to Misa in Mammon, it even applies to Misa in Malkus. Va'azda l'taymayu, this Machlegs of Yechme Shlokish here, and the Mishnah and Chulin, is L'shitasam on a Mishnah in Ksubis. What happened there in Ksubis? The Chiyasa Rabdi made the Talmud Bavli was written in Bavel. Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish lived in Eretz Yisrael. So they had the Talmud Bavli know anything from Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish. So they had Talmidim who would come and tell him what Rabbi Yechon had gesagt. So sometimes they made a mistake and sometimes they didn't make a mistake. And sometimes Rabdi would come, sometimes another Amor would come, Ravim would come, they would correct what the first guy said. So that's the Gemara tells it so. The Chiyasa Rabdi Mi, when Rabdi Mi came from Eretz Yisrael, Omat, the Gazakh Tazoi, Chayv Misa Shogigim v'Chayv Malki Shogigim v'Dover Acher. His version was that the Machleg Zabiach Meish Lokish is even Misa in Mammon. That's not correct. We hold Misa in Mammon. Everybody holds that it's Tana de Bechizke. Everybody holds that it's Kam Levi the Rabbi. But the first report that they got from Eretz Yisrael, it was a little inaccurate. So he said Chayv Misa Shogigim. The Chayvi Malkus Shoygigin, the Misa in Mammon, or the Malkus in Mammon, but he's not getting the Misa, he's not getting the Malkus. V'dover Acher, but there's a Chi of Mammon. So Rabbi Yechanan Amar Chayiv, you only say Kamlei with the Rabban if the guy actually gets the Enish Misa. Reish Lakish Amar Potter, Rabbi Yechanan Amar Chayiv, the Holai Asherbei, they didn't give Mahasra for the Misa, so he said there's no Kamlei with the Rabban. Reish Lakish Amar Potter, why came in the Chi Asherbei Potter if they would have given him Mahasra? He would have been Chayiv Mises, he would have been Potter from the Mammon, so therefore, Kiloy Asri Beinami, even if they didn't give Mahasra, it's also going to be Kam Levi the Rabbin. So the Gemara in Ksubas corrects it. Rab Dimi said, oh, but the report is not accurate. The Machleg Zabiechon Reish Lakish never applied to Misa in Mammon, only applies to Misa in Malkus, or to Malkus in Mammon. But Misa in Mammon, they all agree that that would be Kam Levi the Rabbin, even if in actuality, he's not getting the Einish Misa. But the Machlekes was both in Ksubis, and over here, by the Shechita, so what do you need the whole story twice? So Gemara Tzricha. We need that they should repeat the Machlekes in both cases, why each one has an Adel Chiddush. The Yashmina Baha, which is Baha? Which one is Baha and which one is Baha? Yeah. The Yashmina Baha, our case here in Chulin. Yashmina Baha, no. Baha Kamer Reish Lakish said it's come Levi the Rabbin. Aval Baha, in the other case, I'm a mother of Rabbi Yochanan. Why? The Gemara doesn't explain. V'yitma Baha, if you only have the other case, where it said Baha Kamer Rabbi Yochanan, Aval Baha, I'm a mother of the Reish Lakish. The Gemara doesn't explain this. Here there's a discussion, Rashi and Taisus, what's Baha and what's Baha? Why is there room to distinguish? Okay. Bottom line, we don't distinguish. The halach is that there are three kinds of kamlei with the rabbinei. The first kind is in parshas mishpatim, that misa patas from mammon. It says in the chumash, ki natsa anashim v'nok v'isha hara. Two people are fighting with each other, and then they bump into a pregnant woman, v'yotzo yuladeha, and they cause her to lose her pregnancy. So the din is that they have to pay dmei v'lodis. So the pasuk says only im lo yeh osan, if the woman doesn't lose her life, then you have to pay the dmei v'lodis. And masan yiyah, if the woman loses her life, they're not chayv misa. They didn't intend to kill her. They're not chayv misa, but you still say kam lebi dirab minei, and you don't have to pay the dmei v'lodis. So that's the original din of kam lebi dirab minei, is misa patas from mammon. And even if you're not chayv the misa, that's called the braisa of Torah de Bechizki. And the Chizki's yeshiva, they had a drasha from the pasuk to show that that's true. So that din they all agreed to. And the two cases where they disagree when Misa patas from Malkus, or when Malkus patas from Mammon, that is based on other psukim. That's not based on the pasuk in Mishpatim. That's based on a pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, Kidei Rishosoi, Shem Risha, Chazatim Mechaivom. So that's a machlokes of Yechon Mishlok. It's fine. Okay. The Adi Gemara starts a new issue. The Mishnah gave several examples of Shechita Sheinei Ruya. So now the Gemara is going to discuss, is it really true? Are all of these examples valid? Veg the Gemara, O Paras Chatos, the Mishnah said, Yeshech the Par Aduma, Karbanas Arol Asabano. So when Yeshech the Karban, it'll become Shechita Ruya. Okay, that was the whole machlokes in the Gemara. Whether Shechita is Karban or Shechita Ruya. But when you shech the paraduma, that's like shechting an oil. Shech the paraduma, no one's going to eat it, so that's for sure Shechita Sheinei Ruya. Frag the Gemara, is that true? Paras Chatos was an example in the Mishnah. Paras Chatos, Shechita Sheinei Ruya, it's an example. There is a machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanan, where they can create also an Isser also as Beno. Ivo Atanya, we have a Tosefta. This is what we started before. Reb Shimon's opinion is that Oichlim that Arasa Bahanoe is not called Oichel Asher Yeyochel. The pasuk has him called Mashke Asher Yishase, called Oichel Asher Yeyochel. It has to be, if it's Asa Bachidi can feed it to a Nochri, then it's Roy Lachil Asadim. So it is Makabotum. If it's Asa Bahanoe, you can't even feed it to a Nochri because you'll be getting Hanoe from it. So Reb Shimon's opinion is, we don't pass like Reb Shimon. Shimon's opinion is, that it's not Mekabel Tumen. So nonetheless, Reb Shimon says that Basa B'chala was an example. It's also B'hano, B'hoysolo Shas HaKosher. Before you cook the flesh and the milk together, this was Muta B'hano, that was Muta B'hano. So just because later in life, I cooked it together, becomes As B'hano, but it was Roy L'Kabel Tumen from before, it remains Roy L'Kabel Tumen. So he says, what about Paraduma? So Reb Shimon has a Chiddush, Paraduma is Mekabel Tumen Seichlem. Kozman, the paraduma is alive, it's not mekabel tum at all. Live animals not mekabel tum. Yeshech the paraduma. Yeshech that it's also bad no. So according to Reb Shimon, lo haysa lo shasa kashe. From the first second, after shechita, it was already also bad no from the very outset. So it should not be able to be mekabel tum. So zok tachidush, just like basa b'cholab is an exception to the rule, because haysa lo shasa kashe before you cooked it together. So paraduma is also metametum asochlem. It could be mekabel tumah. It's a piece of a shtick flesh. It's mekabel tumah by hava haisalah shas hakosher. What shas hakosher did paraduma have while it was alive? It was not mekabel. Live animals are not mekabel tumah. From the first second that you shechted it, it's also bahanoa, and also by isuri hanoa not mekabel tumah. So the Gemara explains. Amar Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish explains pshat in the Tosefta. What shas hakosher did it have? So he says, no, it has a theoretical shas hakosher now. What do? You shech the paraduma, then you cut it up into pieces, then you make a big fire, then you burn it. Can you be paida a paraduma? Does it lend itself to pidyon? So usually karbanis only lend themselves to pidyon if it has a mum kavua. Has a mum oiver, has no mum at all, has a mum oiver that's going to get better by itself, it doesn't lend itself to pidyon. So paraduma api pashtus is chatas kai rachmana. It's called a chatas, shouldn't be able to be paida. So the Gemara says wrong. Paraduma is kotche berek habayis. That's, you have to juggle between the two. On the one hand, the Gemara says paraduma is not a korban that you makriv on the mizbeach. Paraduma is shecht on harazesim. If it's a shchut echutz. So the Gemara says on the one hand, it's a kotche berek habayis. On the other hand, it's chatas kai rachmana. It says chatasi in parshas chukas. So that's, you have to juggle it too. Taisis works on it. The gigantic Taisis in Bava Kamma, Perek Meruba, almost takes up a whole daf in the Gemara. And then Rabbi Soloveitchik has in his sefer. He has what to say about this. So when does it switch? It starts off as a kotche berek habayis, and after a certain point, we say chatasi has a din no longer like kotche berek habayis, has a din like kotche mizbeach. So Reish Lakish says pshat in this tosefta, even after you shech the paraduma, you can still, it's still kotche berek habayis, you can still be paided. And even if you already put it al gabi marachosa, maracha means I have piles of wood, and I'm going to light a fire, I'm going to burn the flesh of the paraduma to make it into ashes, and then you have jars of ashes, and you save it for years and years and years, and then you take a jar of water, and you put in one speck of ash from the paraduma, efa paraduma, and then you can use the whole jar of water to do hazar shlishi shvi. If a person became a tameh, anyone else's tameh has to wait a day or 7 days or whatever, and then he goes to the mikveh. And a person who went to a funeral, a person who has a tameh meis, has to get hazar shlishi shvi from paraduma water, and then he's able to go to the mikveh. Only after hazar shlishi shvi. So he says, Reish Lakish said, pshat in the tosefta, even after you shech the paraduma and you have it on top of the pile of the logs, and you're going to make the fire, you're going to burn it, but you didn't do it yet, so you can be paida. Why can you be paida? Because it's not chatas karachmona. We say it's kocha berakabais. So kocha berakabais lend themselves to pidyon. So, but now it's already afterwards. I already burnt it, and it's already ashes. It's already ashes now. So still we say, now it doesn't lend itself to pidyon anymore. So now it's also bahanoa, and it doesn't lend itself to pidyon. So he says, well, b'haysol ha-shasa kash, just like basa b'cholov, before I cooked the basa b'cholov together, each one was mutabano. So it was haysol ha-shasa kashir, at that time it was roi l'kabel tume, so it remains roi l'kabel tume even after it becomes asabano. So the paraduma, while it was alive, is not makabel tume. After you shecht it, you can begin to discuss whether it's makabel tume. At that moment, after you shechted it for a while, until you're going to burn it, till a certain point, we're not sure. Tais is not sure when the point is. When they say that it's no longer kotcha berakabais and it no longer lends itself to pidyon, they say it's chatas karachmana, doesn't lend itself to pidyon anymore. We're not sure exactly at what point, but initially, after you shechted it, it does lend itself to pidyon. So even though now we're after that stage, and it no longer lends itself to pidyon, behold, v'haysol ha-shasa kosher, 20 minutes ago, you had the opportunity. Why should anybody want to be paid to the par aduma? Though it's hard to find the par aduma.
Yeah, what does Rashi say? Imno imeno.
That's the lashon
haGemara. There's only 9 par adumas, right? The Rambam says or something. The temple of Mashiach is going
to
do.
Right. The Mishnah has historically there were 9 par adumas in the past, and Los Elava were going to make a 10th par aduma. So he prepared, and it's very expensive. They have catalogs. They in Sweden or somewhere in Denmark. I don't know. You can buy the Rabbanut every couple of years. Every year buys another paraduma, just in case Mashiach will come now. So we have the paraduma ready to shecht it. And then it can be passed a certain age. And next year you've got to buy another paraduma. So it's a rare thing. So Rashi is quoting from the Gemara. If you have a paraduma, you shecht it, and you're about to burn it, then you find a prettier, a better looking paraduma. So it's a hida mitzvah. Let's say you bought an esrig, and then they're selling a much nicer esrig. So if you can get a refund on the first one and buy the second one for a little more money, now you have to spend so much more, but a little more, hida mitzvah shlish, so you should get your refund on the first esrig and get a new esrig. It's prettier. So here also, I already shechted the paraduma, but if I matzah cheres noyme, I find a nicer paraduma. So I can be paid to this one. Who's going to want to buy it? It's nevela flesh. Who's going to? I don't know. Someone's going to buy. A goy will buy it. Okay. Someone's going to buy it, and I'll take the better one. So since, even though now I already passed that stage, now no longer, Tosfos says it must be that it reaches a point that it's too late. Loi mistaber that you can be paida the paraduma li'olam void. After it's already a jar of ashes, it's too late. You can't be paida. But since right after the shechita, amahay Reb Shimon flags zogim par niptis agabi marachos, the paraduma lends itself to pidyon because kacha berakabai, so he lends itself to pidyon even if it's about to be burned. So even though now it's past that stage, no longer lends itself to pidyon. So that's called oichel shati yochel lahachilo lahachem, because it had the theoretical possibility. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Why does the Mishnah say that when you shech the paraduma, it's shchita she'ena ru'uya? It had a theoretical possibility. After the shchita, there was a theoretical possibility you can shecht it, you can be poida it, and then it'll be muta b'achila. You shechted the paraduma, you did a good shchita, but it was kachim. So it's also b'achila, also b'ano, but you can be poida it. So even though nobody was poida it, but just like the theoretical possibility is enough to declare that it has kabbalah's tumah, it's called echo she'yachol, after yachol achila lachem. So let it be called shchita haruya because of that theoretical possibility. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, you're right. Cross it out from the Mishnah. It doesn't belong in the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara... Amar Rav Shema Barabba, Amar Rav Yechanan, Paraschat to say in the Mishnah. You have to cross it out from the Mishnah. It's not correct. How did the mistake creep into the Mishnah? What do you mean? There's a line that doesn't belong in the Mishnah? How does that happen? So I would guess it's probably like this. There's a Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin. The Mishnah says, we're Mekadosh and Nisha B'Kesef, but we don't give cash, we give a ring. We give a ring, and Shavu Kesef Dina K'Kesef. So the Mishnah says, Shavu Kesef Dina K'Kesef is only if the Shavu Kesef is Shavu Pruta. It has to be a Shavu Pruta. What if I'm Mekadosh and Nisha with Basa B'Chalav, Kloya Kerem, Orlo, Chamez B'Pesach, Shara Niskal, and gives you a whole full list of things that are Rasa Ba'ano? So things that are Rasa Ba'ano are considered not Shavu Pruta, so the Kiddushin is not Chav. So the Mishnah peckles us a whole list of things. So it has there Sharaniskal, Paraduma, Eglarufa, Seyanazir. So some of the Mishnais originally were not written down. The Mishnais originally were recited. And then Rabbi Yudah Nasi edited the Mishnais. It was still not written down till the days of Ravina Ravashi. That's how most Achrayim assume, and most history books assume like that. Mishnais weren't written down until the days of Ravina Ravashi. And then Ravina Ravashi were the ones who massaded the Talmud Bavli. That wasn't written down, Rashi says it was, but it's usually assumed Talmud Bavli wasn't written down until several centuries later in the days of the Gaonim. That's why every so often you have so many different chilufi girsois in Tmura and other Masechta. You have Ikadam and Ikadam. What do you mean different versions? It wasn't written down until way later, so they were saying everything orally. So it could be that that's how the mistake crept into the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives you a full list of things that are Rasa Ba'ano, so some of them have no shaykhs over here. Others do belong, but he says that Paraduma does more in a Mishnah, you have to cross it out from the Mishnah. But then the Gemara is going to discuss, maybe you have to cross out Egla Rufa also. Two lines in the Mishnah don't belong. That's a little too much. There's going to be a whole debate. Should you cross out Egla Rufa or not? Egla Rufa, the Shai. Egla Rufa is also Bahano. When does it become Asa Bahano? If you say Arifasa or Israsa, when you do the Arifa, so if you shechted it before the Arifa, so it's a shechita kshera. If you say you redosel a nachaleson, I suppose you have to take the egel arufa down to nachaleson, and then you have to chop off the next. So if you say, when you designated it as the egel arufa, you bought it and you designated, or when you start taking it down to the nachaleson, so then you can discuss, I shechted the egel arufa at a time that is already osabah, no? And it's a shechita shein rui. But if you hold, it only becomes Asamana after Arifa. So what Shach to say, Ashechted an Egla Arufa? It wasn't an Egla Arufa yet. So that's what the Gemara is going to say. One of the Amoraim says, you have to cross out that line in the Mishnah. Egla Arufa ain't a Mishnah, you have to cross it out, because the Mishnah is of the, there is a Machlekes Hatanaim in Perik Egla Arufa. We learned in the end of Saita. There's a Machlekes Hatanaim. When does Egla Arufa become Asa? So if you hold it, only becomes Asa after the Arifa. So if you do a shechita on an egla rufa before the arifa, so it's not a shechita sheni rui, it's a shechita rui. So that's going to be a shaila. Do we have to cross out the next line in the Mishnah also? It's too much to cross out two lines. That's a little too much. Okay, we'll stop here. There's a medrash rabbah in the opening pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev. Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei Oviv Be'eretz Kinan. The loshen Megurei means Miloshen Lagur. Lagur Ba'aretz. That Eretz Megurei Oviv, his ancestors lived there. Avraham Avinu lived there. Yitzchak Avinu lived there. And Yaakov also lived there. That's the Pshuto Shel Mikra. So the medrash rabbah has an additional level of interpretation that Megurei is Miloshen Ligayer. That it says, HaNefesh HaShirasa B'charon. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash Rabbah, how can you have nefesh? What do you mean? Avraham Avinu created people. So Boshe Pshat, nefesh HaRasa B'chorin, the Avodim that he purchased, he was a rich man, and he bought a lot of slaves and servants. But the Medrash has no, nefesh HaRasa B'chorin refers to the Gerim, that when a Bezin is Megayir Ager, the Ger is Gerish and has got Kukot and Shanel Adami, he gets a new Neshama. The Neshama of the Umas Olam is from Klipas Noiga, whatever, from Klipas, and the Neshama of Bnei Yisrael is different. So the Gershon has got cut and Shanel Adami, so the Bezin who's Megayir him is considered as if they just created a new person. And Nefesh Asher also Bechor and Avram and Sora were Megayir. Avram was Megayir, so Anoshim is Sora, Megayir is Anoshim. Means Avram Avinu was working with the men, and Sora was working with the women. They were proactive to be Megayir. He went around preaching monotheism in the world. He was always going to new locations and try to preach. And Yitzchak was actively engaged in proselytizing the public. And Yankov also, there is Megurei Aviv. He was doing the same. He was also Megayer. When did it stop? We don't go actively. We don't proactive. If people come, they want to be Megayer. So we try to dissuade them. But if we tell them, look, you're going to suffer from anti-Semitism and you're going to get a difficulty with the Shidduch. Who's going to want to marry you? The Jews are very bigoted. The Jews are not going to be happy about letting their children marry a ger and a ger. We try to tell them everything in advance. And if they insist they want to be Megayer, okay, then we have them study about the Jewish religion, and then we see if they're Mekabel al mitzvah, so then you have to be Megayer. But we don't go out of our way to be Megayer. When did it change? So the Pasuk says later that when Yaakov Avinu returned to Eretz Yisrael, he came to the city Shechem, Vayichanes Pnei Huir. What do you mean, Vayichanes Pnei Huir? So the Medrash says that, one Medrash says that it was Erev Shabbos, and it was Kaveh Tchum Shabbos. He figured out, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos, and Kaveh Elechna. So the Meshech Chochma points out, he thinks that that's what it means. Ayetzeish Bimkoma Bayar Mashabbos means not only Tchum Shabbos, after all the Yud Beis Shvatim were born, Yaakov Avinu had a whole family, so the Baruch Shalom said, that's it, just stick within your own Dalai Lamas. The Jews have an obligation to be Or Lagoyim. The Novi Yeshaya says a few times, we are supposed to be a light unto the nations, and it's based on the Pasig in Chumash. We have the Gemara assumes in Megillah, any Iker and Yahadus that appears in the Vim Aksuvim must be rooted in the Pasig in Chumash. So we mentioned, the Pasig says, we're supposed to show the Ummah Sa'ilam that we can succeed in preserving Atzelem Elohim, so they can also succeed in the same. So that Pasuk says, we're supposed to serve as Or Lagoyim. So originally, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov, for the first years of Yankov's life, they were proselytizing the Kum Yaseh. They were proactive to preach monotheism. And after all the Shvatim were born already, so the Baruch Shalom said, be kaveh tchum Shabbos, don't go out of your Dalai Lamas. Just raise your children properly and have a Medina that's clean and efficient and no bribery, and everyone should be honest in the Medina. They should have garbage collection. So we should show the Ummah Sa'ilam, we'll mind our own business, we'll have a wonderful Medina, and they'll see that they can do the same thing. So that's when it changed. But in the early years of Yaakov Avinu, he was also, the Medrash says, he was also proactively Megayer, like Avram and Yitzchak did. And it changed after the Yud Beis Shvatim were born. Now we're in the later Tkufa. It's a big question. It's unclear what happened. The Rambam says there are Lofim and Ravavas. There were tens of thousands of people that Avraham Avinu had an influence on. So what happened to all of them? Where did they all disappear? So the Mefarshim try to figure out what happened to everybody. It's a big problem. Oh, breakaway shul.
Rebbe knows David Freeman, the ambassador to Israel?
I don't think I know.
So that's Eugene Glock's son-in-law's
brother.
Yeah.
He told me.
He's like the Beit El. He's like in charge of the Beit El.
Yes.
Yeshiva, so
yes.
Very good. For
yeah. That's what they would discuss. How can he be the ambassador if he holds all the to establishing villages
and settlements
on yeah. Good.
He's always on like Arut Sheva.
We hope it'll be good for the Jews.
If you shech the paraduma, it turns out to be a trefa.
Yeah.
Happens?
You have to be paid there.
Is it a gratis or not?
No.
It's no good.
No good. You have to buy another.
Get another.
Because it's like a chatas, so right. A trefa is no good.